It was called the Disinformation Governance Board. In reality, it was an unconstitutional and downright Orwellian attempt to control anything published on the internet. Yesterday, bowing to pressure, the White House put the whole idea on hold and sent its soon-to-be director packing. I'm Kim Komando, brought to you by T-Mobile. Their advanced network now goes farther than ever before. Visit T-Mobile.com/55 today. America dodged a bullet yesterday. The Disinformation Governance Board was so close to George Orwell's 1984 that its critics, almost everyone, called it the Ministry of Truth. Its director was to be Nina Jankowicz, whom the White House called politically neutral, but in reality, she was very partisan and left-leaning. Look at America's problems today. The sharp rise in violent crime, mass shootings, crippling cyber attacks, and even a national shortage of baby formula. Would we really want our government to police what we write, see, and read online? I post breaking tech news at Komando.com.
All you want is to meet your security and compliance requirements, but your business technology keeps changing. Cyber threats emerge every day. More regulations apply to you now than ever before, and your IT resources remain limited. The Center for Internet Security can help. At CIS, we work to create a safer world for people, businesses, and governments through collaboration and innovation. Using a community-driven consensus process, we work with IT professionals and volunteers around the world to develop and maintain security best practices. These resources save you time, money, and effort wherever you are on your cybersecurity journey. We also work with U.S. state, local, tribal, and territorial government organizations to share information with one another so they're stronger together. Join us today in creating confidence in the connected world. Visit CISecurity.org to play your part.